Acts chapter 16 and the first 14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. As we look throughout the pages of Scripture, we have recorded for us of the many conversions, the many testimonies which well deserves our most serious consideration. We find the direct operation of God the Holy Ghost, of God the Holy Spirit, the third person of God's Trinity, on the mind of every true convert to the Christian faith, in the application of redemption to the heart and soul, which is the means of conversion. There is the direct operation on the soul, by which it is renewed and quickened, and turned from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto the power of God. You see, in every human heart, in every human heart born into this world, there is a spirit of unbelief and a spirit of enmity, that is, hatred against God, and many a lofty imagination which exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And so it is not overcome by the mere force of truth, but can only be subdued by the inward grace of the Spirit, and therefore it belongs to the Holy Spirit's office and forms part of His blessed work at all times to shine into our hearts, to renew us in the spirit of our mind, to quicken us into spiritual life, to open our eyes and to turn us from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. And therefore, the direct personal operation of God the Holy Spirit on the soul of every convert is so beautifully illustrated for us in the example of Lydia, because it is said of her that while she listened to the preaching of God's word, the Lord opened her heart, whose heart the Lord opened, so that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. She not only had her heart touched, but her heart opened. She took great notice of the Word of God, and she attended unto the things that were spoken of Paul. And so we want to consider, with God's help and the grace bestowed upon us, Lydia's conversion. Lydia's conversion. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And so, firstly, logically and theologically, her heart was closed prior to her conversion to Christ. Her heart was closed. At her closed heart, prior to conversion. You see, we understand she was a proselyte to the Jewish faith and a sincere worshiper of God, yet her heart was still in such a state, shut, closed against the truth as it is revealed in Jesus Christ. We read, whose heart the Lord opened. An expression which clearly implies that devout as she was, her heart was in such a state that but for the gracious operation of God the Holy Spirit, it would have excluded the gospel message. It would have excluded the gospel message. And so such is the natural state of every heart. Of every man, woman, boy, girl born into this world. The Bible clearly reveals concerning the natural man, his or her understanding, his or her conscience, his or her will, the affections, the heart is closed against the reception of the truth, and every part presents an obstacle, a bar, such as divine grace alone can remove. And so in the case of unconverted men, in the case of unsaved men, in the case of you who are outside of Jesus Christ, the understanding is closed against the light of the gospel, insomuch of the Jews themselves, having the Old Testament in their hands, it was said of them that their minds were blinded, and the feel upon their hearts. Listen, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them, and therefore the natural man universally. Universally receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And so the conscience is seared as with a hot iron. The very mind and conscience is defiled, and the heart is hardened and closed, and there are many obstacles or bars which obstruct the entrance of the truth. Oh, there's the obstacle of ignorance. Of ignorance. Oh, many hear the word, but understand it not, and the wicked one, that is the devil, takes away that which was sown. Oh, there's the great bar of unbelief. Unbelief, which rejects the testimony of God. There's the obstacle of enmity, that is hatred against God, for the carnal mind is hatred, enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. There's the bar of pride. The bar of pride. The wicked. The unconverted. The unsaved. The unregenerate. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. There's the obstacle of unwillingness. Oh, how long have you been unwilling? Unwilling to receive Christ. Unwilling to come to Christ. Ye will not come to me that ye might have life. And so any one of these sins, any one of these obstacles, any one of these bars is enough to exclude the saving power of the truth. Friend, you are dead to God. Oh, physically you're alive. You are here. You can speak. But spiritually, you are dead. Dead on account of. Dead in trespasses and sins. Dead because of them. The heart is closed against the admission of the truth. Closed as really as the eyes of the blind. And closed as really are the ears of the deaf. Oh, but you ask the question, was Lydia not sincere? Was Lydia not devout? Oh, she was sincere, but sincerely wrong. Her heart was closed. Her closed heart prior to conversion. Oh, a devout worshipper of God, so how could her heart be closed? Oh, was Saul of Tarsus not the same? Saul of Tarsus was the same. A Pharisee of the Pharisees. Living according to the straitest sect of the law, yet his heart was barred against the truth until it was removed on the Damascus road, and so of Lydia. Oh, she too was devout, but her heart was closed until it was opened by the Lord. And so many professors in modern times resemble her in this, being devout in religious spheres, but still ignorant or unbelieving in regard to the gospel of Christ. Oh, she did not open her own heart. Her prayers did not do it. Paul did not do it. The Lord Himself must open the heart to receive the things which make for our peace. To operate savingly upon human hearts belongs to God alone. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attend unto the things which were spoken of Paul. You see, her heart was before shut, barred with the bars of ignorance, hardness, an unbelief. And so the heart of the sinner before conversion is like a house shut up and wholly in darkness. It is empty of the grace of God. It is empty of the fear of Him and love to Him. It is without God. It is without Christ. And without the Spirit, it is bolted and barred, closed and shut with unbelief. And this had been the case with Lydia, as it is with you outside of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, her closed heart prior to conversion. But her conscience was convicted and convinced. Convicted and convinced. Whose heart the Lord opened. Oh, the Lord opened her understanding and put light into it, which was before darkness as to spiritual things, by which she saw her wretched condition, her sinful and her miserable state by nature. The insufficiency of all ways and means to justify and save herself, at the same time convinced of the necessity, suitableness, and fullness of grace and salvation by Jesus Christ. Oh, the Lord wrought upon her affections and engaged them to divine and spiritual things, creating love in her soul to Christ, to his people, to his truths and ordinances, which was done by his almighty hand, taking away the stony heart and giving her a heart of flesh. Oh, but you say, the Lord opened her heart, yes. And so I'll sit here and do absolutely nothing. Oh, my friend, God's sovereignty, as C.H. Spurgeon put it, God's sovereignty and man's responsibility run parallel. And you are duty bound to believe the gospel. You are duty bound to turn from your sin and to trust Christ as your Savior. Your condition is not the blame of another. Your condition is your own condition. Your state is because of your sin. Your sin. And so, we read whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. The Lord removed the bar of unbelief, worked faith in her to look to Jesus Christ, to lay hold on him and receive him as her Savior and Redeemer. And so she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And so what were those things? Well, those things concerning Christ's person, concerning his work, the person and work of Jesus Christ, concerning his truths and ordinances, concerning free justification by his righteousness, pardon by his precious blood, and everlasting salvation by him. And these things she hearkened unto. Faith coming by hearing. And now she hears with the hearing of faith and understands what she hears and receives and embraces Jesus Christ as he's freely offered to her in the gospel. Friend, you're a sinner and you need to be saved. Therefore, embrace his grace as it is freely offered to you in the gospel. Repent of your sin. Turn to Christ and find the forgiveness of your sins, because it is the Lord alone that can open the heart to receive and believe his word. For we must believe in Jesus Christ. For there is no coming to God as a Father, but by the person and work of God's dear Son, as the only mediator, as the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. Ye must be born again. Friend, if you refuse him that speaketh from heaven, if you refuse to come to Christ, your blood will not be required at my hand. If you leave this meeting and go out into a Christless eternity, your blood will not be required at my hand. Therefore, repent and believe the gospel. Christ is the gospel. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so there was the direct operation of the Spirit of God on the heart of Lydia, for it was he who removed those obstacles which might otherwise have obstructed the admission of the truth. It wasn't Paul who effected this. Oh yes, Paul preached. But wasn't it Paul himself that said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and the first 6, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And so God alone can remove the obstacle. God alone can open the heart. And therefore, that change consisted in the opening of the understanding to discern the light of the God's truth, and the conscience to feel its convincing power. Hence, there is the opening of the scriptures and the opening of the mind, as our shorter catechism points out, justifying faith. Justifying faith is a saving grace wrought in the heart of a sinner by the Spirit and the Word of God, whereby he or she is convinced of his or her sin and misery, and of the disability in himself or herself, and all other creatures to recover him or her out of his or her lost condition. Not only assenteth to the truth of the promise of the gospel, but receiveth and resteth upon Christ and his righteousness, therein held for pardon of sin, and for the accepting and accounting of his person righteous in the sight of God for salvation. And so saving faith is the work of God the Holy Ghost, his gift to God's elect, enabling them to believe all that is true, whatever God has revealed in his word, to accept and receive and rest on Christ alone for justification. for sanctification, and for eternal life. Therefore, sinner, hearken unto his word. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Oh, her closed heart prior to conversion, her conscience convicted and confessed. Lastly, well, her character after conversion. Her character after conversion. For so great is the change the grace of God makes in the soul, that as it follows, old things are passed away. Old thoughts, old principles, and old practices are passed away, and all things must become new. Oh, her heart was open. Her affections were now kindled toward divine things, toward eternal matters. She believed the whole record. She took it to be absolutely true that Christ died the just for the unjust, and that believing in him had her sins forgiven. Faith came now through hearing. She took God at his word. And so she had that faith which worketh by love. We read in verse 15. And we understand there's an open view in baptism, and that's fine. But we read, and when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And so her character after conversion, that she was baptized after conversion, thereby professing her faith in Christ, and her submission, and her submission to his authority. Oh, she was kind to the ministers and desired to be further instructed by them in the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Not an earthly kingdom, but that which is beyond the grave. Spiritual thing. She asked them to come to her house and abide there. When her heart was open to Christ, her heart was open to Christ, her house was open to those of like precious faith. You see, she desired fellowship and the company of God's redeemed people. Lesson. That which we have seen, that is, having the eyes of our understanding open, and that which we have heard with the hearing of faith, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, come to Christ now. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, bold and brash. They shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Therefore, come now, right now, for whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For time and for eternity. You can go home justified. As I said this morning, come into the house of God unjust, and like the publican in the temple, go home justified, declared righteous, just as if we never sinned. Oh, there's a way back to God, a way back out of the slavery and the guilt of sin by the means and the merit paid by Christ. Look to him and find the forgiveness of your sins. Therefore, come to Christ right now. Call upon him while he is near. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Right now, let us bow reverently, quietly before the Lord.